Tech Talks, your Virtual Cloud podcast from Avidus Technologies. I'm Sindhu Priya, Marketing and Alliances Senior Manager from Avidus. In the last episode, we were discussing on the role of FinOps focus in the Cloud FinOps evolution with Gautam, Director Cloud Engineering from Ascendion. We are now continuing on the topic.
Yeah.
So if you could help our listeners to relate it with the real world use case, Gautam, it will be really helpful for them. It's like a real world use case where focus has significantly streamlined the FinOps processes.
Correct. So I would take an example of first of a leading video conferencing platform. So that is kind of out there in the internet that I have seen, and I was really fascinated by it. So it leveraged focus big time to streamline its cloud financial operations. So one thing that they did was bringing in a unified cost view. So what they could do is that they could consolidate the cost data from multiple cloud providers and data centers, allowing the analysis at various levels so that they can go to the different granularity and support their internal organizations, so on and so forth. Second part was for the most improve the cost allocation. So the standardized data formats that Focus provides that facilitated in accurate cost allocation to different products, services, teams. And I can relate to this particular point very well from my personal experience, where we provided certain unit economics, and it was a very difficult job to do. Focus, I'm talking about at that time, Focus was not there. So we really needed to do a lot of custom, tagging and custom development to make sure the different product services are aligned to the different resources. If at that time we had Focus, I'm sure it would have helped that a lot. And the third benefit that this video conferencing platform got was to streamline their forecasting and budgeting, because it now gets the standardized data formats, and that enables them to predict more accurately the future IT cost, cloud and on-prem, and to do better financial planning. The second one I saw was around a data unification of a very large government organization. So they utilized Focus to unify data from different cloud providers, which is a very common use case that I am seeing across the industry who are having multi-cloud kind of environment, because it really helps them to kind of quickly consolidate data bringing in from different sources. And that's much, much less of a pain today because of the support for Focus that are getting rolled out by each of the CSPs with every passing day. And that facilitated in the comprehensive analysis and reporting as well.
Okay.
So now that we have discussed these different use cases, I got to mention that there is some amount of time investment that the practitioners of the different enterprises need to make to really get these benefits out of it and to understand Focus well.
That's true. So it has started recently, because of its effectiveness and the expected evolution, every industry wants to adopt it. Every stakeholder want to leverage this and get into this Focus compliance as early as possible. Yes. So how do we get into this, or how do we master this FinOps Focus, Gautam? So is there a learning curve for practitioners who are getting into it, who are all newbies? So what are all the resources available, where they should start, how it should happen?
Right. So, and I totally agree with you that there is a learning curve for people who are new to Focus. Good news is that there are a lot of resources that are available for help. So I would first talk about, and this is a very important, I think, area that it's a great question, because unless you really have enough people, you know, or the different stakeholders for any enterprise joining in kind of in this journey, you won't get the full benefit out of that. So it is important that you have like your CSPs providing support to this, as well as maybe your vendors that you're using the tools for. They are also kind of aligned to that. And the third point is, as the practitioners yourselves, you understand this so that you can ask the right questions and you can get the right benefit out of it. You can come up with the specific use cases for your enterprise. And having me myself gone through this, so I kind of have a specific point of view on this. So what I would like to say is that the major challenges that I have seen, right? So first thing, of course, is to understand the specification. So you need to be familiar with the terminologies, the data sets and the matrices, right? That's the first thing. And that for that, you have the websites that are available from FinOps Foundation and other useful sites where you can go to. The second part that is very critical is to understand the data mapping and transformation. So how you can adapt the existing billing and usage formats to focus compliant schemas. That is very important because a lot of organizations are doing FinOps today, right? And they have already created some kind of a data model that they're using to bring in the data and store it and do the next set of analysis out of that. So you need to understand that how would you kind of fit the mapping and transformation of that data into focus compliant schemas. The third piece is the tools integration. So you need to learn how to use or develop tools that process and analyze the focus compliant data. And the fourth piece would be the multi-environment knowledge, because there are a lot of organizations that have hybrid setups, right? So you need to understand very clearly how Focus approaches cloud versus SaaS versus licensing and versus on-premises. So Focus kind of addresses these four areas. So, but they are a little different because of the just nature, because of the nature of the services. So you need to understand that how the, what the approach is, and so that you can then kind of consolidate the data for across these different kinds of services. And this is true, especially for the hybrid setups, which is not very uncommon because still quite a few organizations have workloads running on-premises, or they have multi-cloud, or they have, of course, SaaS, you know, all of that.
Okay.
Now, yeah. So now, if I can cover some of the resources that are available. So there is an official documentation. You can go to focus.finops.org, and you'll be able to see the documentation that offers a detailed explanation of the specification structure, the required data sets and fields, metrics, metadata, all of that that we discussed earlier. Then there are some training programs that are available, training cum certification programs. So I would recommend for FinOps Foundation website. So if you can go there, you will see like there are, you know, FinOps practitioner certification, which includes focus specific modules. And then there are two separate focused courses. One is like just to get the initial understanding, and then another is specifically a certification on focus. So there are different you know, avenues, and FinOps Foundation has been very big in on focus. So there are a lot of materials on the YouTube, a lot of presentations that you will be able to see on focus and the implementation side of it. And then there are a lot of communities around it, right? So FinOps Foundation has the Slack channels. So if you are a FinOps practitioner, you can go and join those Slack channels. And then there are working groups. So there is a specific working group in FinOps Foundation, which is working on focus. So you can spend some time even, you know, developing some of the specifications for the future versions. So these are some of the community support that I covered. And then there are a couple of things that I would like to also mention, which I personally found to be most effective, I would say, to actually have that hands-on experience. So one is that if you can go to the use cases section in focus.finops.org, which actually talks about specific use cases. So you can actually look into what others have done, right? And you'll get to see a very detailed understand, I mean, detailed like the approach and the implementation steps, what they have taken. So that would give you a lot of ideas for your enterprise to kind of come up with similar approach or similar implementation pattern. So that is one. And the second one is the sandbox that FinOps.org has on focus. That's a very nice way of learning, like hands-on, get your hands dirty in creating different queries. And they have a very nice test data that you can use by going to the sandbox, and then you can run queries on top of that, and you will see the results, and you can understand like how the data can be analyzed and taken advantage of. So trust me, I mean, there are a lot of these kind of resources out there. This might sound a little overwhelming, but once you understand the concepts and be able to cross that initial hump with regards to the learning curve, things will start to fall into place.
You were spot on, Gautam. So I love the way you started with the last question, like understand the basics first before getting into anything. First and foremost is understand the cloud related terms, the matrices, the data sets and everything. So then you get into the actual learning phase so that it will be even more effective. I completely agree with the process that you have said, like finops.org is helping out of the box, out of the way it could be with all possible resources. So anyone, if you want to step into this, you want to master this, or you want to make your tool to be FinOps focused compliant, or if you are a FinOps practitioner and you want to be certified in it, FinOps.org is the one-stop shop where you can find all possible resources. So when I was doing my introduction to FinOps focus, definitely, Gautam, like you said, the use cases, the sandbox, the real-time testing, the test cases, everything was completely helpful. It's like I don't have to switch to any other tab to understand what that particular term is. How do I get trained myself? How do I get hands-on? Everything is within the course. So in that way, that was a great place to kickstart your FinOps focus journey, folks. So thank you so much for covering all the nitty-gritties of the topic, Gautam. Thank you so much for joining with us today. So listeners, if you are a FinOps vendor or a practitioner, or if you want to master it out, get certified, you got all the answers you want to hear from Gautam. If you have any further related queries, you can write to info@amdisglobal.com, or you can reach out to Gautam Mukherjee directly on LinkedIn. He'll be more than enough to happy enough to answer all your questions. So we'll address all your queries. And Gautam, would you like to say something before we close the curtains?
No, all I would like to say is that thank you very much, Sindhu, for providing the opportunity. It was a great discussion, and I just hope that it is of some use for some of the practitioners out there. Thank you again.
Definitely, I also hope the same. Listeners, hit the subscribe button before you log off till we meet you with another interesting topic and intriguing guest. Enjoy your cloud journey. Thank you.
Thanks.